This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, Ty Bollinger, we got two things right away. Truth about vaccines. Final night of the rebroadcast tonight after the show kicks into gear. Next week or so, coming up really soon, the truth about cancer relaunch, the global quest. And now I just learned that October 23rd, you're going to be in L.A. with Charlene speaking at the Cancer Schmancer event with Fran Drescher. Is that true? Is that what I hear?
That is correct, sir. Yes, that is correct.
You know, I have to do this thing, you know, sizzle, man. You're so hot.
Oh, man, now you're the one that's doing all the traveling. This is just a little bit for us, but you're telling me your schedule off the air, man. It's crazy.
Oh, my
stuff, brother.
Gosh. Yeah, no, we're back in it. We're back in it. But, you know, this is it, man, our life, to reach out to those who need and help bring them not just hope, but, I mean, the real things that they can do to transform their lives for the better. I mean, it's not just enough. Yeah, hope's fine. I'm not speaking. I've never speak against that. But my gosh, the bad guys always say, oh, you're giving people false hope, Mike, as if there's any kind of hope but just hope, right? But if you can back up that hope with actual practical things that people can do, and you've been bringing it for years, my friend.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned false hope. When I was out there in Japan for the truth about cancer, you know, the Asia Eastern Medicine Journey through Asia that we'll be bringing in April, I talked to Frank Cousineau, who is part of the Cancer Control Society. I know that you know Frank.
Yes.
And there's a Japan chapter of the CCS. Interviewed him while we were out there, and he said, you know, the people that are in mainstream medicine, they say we give false hope. He said, they don't even give hope. All they give is despair. He said, what would you rather have, hope or despair? Because that is exactly right. I mean, when you look at an oncologist staring someone in the face and saying, you've only got months to live, that's not hope. That's death sentence, man. That's despair. That's exactly the opposite of what we bring.
Sure. And you know, they'll criticize us because we talk ill of vaccines, for instance. And they'll say, what are you doing? You're frightening people. I'm like, well, how do you think you get people to take vaccines? You frighten them. And the reality is, in The Truth About Vaccines, Episode 7, tonight the final episode, you now reveal the options that people don't know they have when they realize how dangerous vaccines are and they're afraid. Well, hey, how about a little homeoprophylaxis? That's chapter tonight.
That is actually showing tonight. As a matter of fact, yeah, if you turn it, tune in right after the show, folks, you'll probably be able to see RSB. Literally, you are in the first 10 minutes of the episode tonight. And RSB saved the day last year, 2 years ago, when he flew to Tampa and did my interviews for me because I couldn't make it because of weather. So, RSB, well, you actually drove to Tampa, but thank you so much. And you're right. Homeoprophylaxis is one of the options for vaccination. You can protect yourself.
You know, I think that was a little bit of divine intervention because, like, what would we do? This big, strapping muscle guy whose biceps are bigger than my head, he would have intimidated all of these homeopaths. They would have run. Look out, it's tied. No, they wouldn't. I'm just teasing. But it's just funny because, of course, my wheelhouse, homeopathy, homeoprophylaxis, and this kind of happened. And it was beautifully orchestrated because, you know, that was for me. I was just so grateful that I could be there to help reveal an important part of the missing component when we speak about the immune system and we speak about the danger of vaccines and what else can be done.
It was right up your alley, man. You know homeopathy. So that was brilliant. It was awesome to be able to get you to get out there and do that and get those interviews. Those are some of my favorite interviews too, with a couple of the female doctors from U.S. and then a couple of the male doctors from India, if I remember.
Yes.
I can't remember their names, but man, those were good interviews. Really powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is it, folks. If you didn't get to see it last time when it was revealed, get to it tonight, even if you only catch one episode. But then again, are you going to make this available for purchase again for those that didn't catch all the episodes or want them to share them?
Yeah, no, they are available.
Okay.
They are available for purchase. So if people don't want to, you know, sit and watch all seven episodes, one a day for 7 days, you can just buy the entire series. And it's dirt cheap. I mean, I think it's as cheap as $47 for the entire package, so not a lot of money.
Dude, that is so worth it. It is transformative. So if you haven't seen it, you will get insights into vaccines you'll never have all in one place, typically. And even though I'm doing a panel with some great people, we only have a couple hours to do it. And you get to do that over seven different nights, so episodes. Check it out. Do it. And then, of course, the re-release of A Global Quest coming up. It's amazing to me that there are a lot of people that haven't seen it, because there are millions that have. But there are folks now that have never thought they could share this stuff with their friends and their family, or were nervous about it. And just like the truth about vaccines, I am urging and encouraging you all to share the links that we're going to be blasting out there, or however you find to get to it, because there are a lot of folks that haven't been touched by this information that their lives may be saved, because they won't go down the path of what the big three, chemo, radiation, surgery. And we're not saying not to. That's not our role or goal, but it's our role and goal to reveal the other options that you have.
Well, look, here's what I would encourage people that are listening. If you haven't seen them, they're free. Go watch them. I was doing an interview yesterday with somebody to promote the Global Quest, and just mentioned this fact. Depending upon the survey, the average American spends anywhere from 8 to 10 hours a day on their handheld devices. Okay? 8 to 10 hours a day. Now, if you can't take 2 hours a day out to learn information that might actually save your life or the life of a loved one, man, then your priorities are kind of whacked out. Take the time to watch this. It's worth it. People are already living a luxury society where we sit around and look at our devices, and we live in the lap of luxury, most of us anyway. So just sit and watch this. It's educational. It's fun to watch. I think it's well produced. It's very interesting, and it will empower you with information so that if you are one of those 50% of men and 40% of women or so that are going to be diagnosed with cancer, according to the World Health Organization, you're going to have the knowledge that you need to be able to make a good decision on your treatment choice. That's the purpose.
Now, in Global Quest, I think there were doctors as well speaking about nutrition, obviously, and food and food quality. Yet, here's an article from Natural News, S.D. Wells put out, at headline, Top 20 Chemicals That Cause Cancer Are Readily Found in U.S. Foods and Drinks. So, y'all, if you think the FDA is really protecting us from these cancer-causing agents, they know they are, but they're in food. Did you see this top 20 list? I mean, it's wow, and it's all there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. You've got nitrates and nitrites, of course. I thought those might be towards the top of the list. So if you're eating bacon or hot dogs, you know, that aren't organic with the nitrate-free, then they're loaded with nitrates and nitrites. I would have thought that's at the top of the list. Aspartame, yeah, number three. Sodium benzoate, number two. I would not have thought that would be that high on the list, but it certainly is a carcinogen.
I want you all to think about this, too, because, you know, I talked about and have lectured at The Truth About Cancer about healing the gut, because the seat of the immune system. And part of my protocol involves using aloe vera. A lot of the aloe vera is sold in stores. It could be clean quality when it started, but then they put it in, and guess what? They preserve it with sodium benzoate.
Wow.
So you got to be careful about the kind or the form that you use, that it doesn't have these things that can be harmful while you're trying to help your body as well. So I'm glad it's on the list, and people need to pay attention to that, because some of this stuff you can find in health food stores.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just got to be aware. You know, another one on here, bleach and ammonia. People don't think about that, right? You don't think about those being carcinogenic, but bleach and ammonia are. Different food colorings, you know, yellow dye number, 40, red dye number 5. There's a whole bunch of different food colorings that are carcinogenic. And if you remember in the movie Vacation with Chevy Chase, you remember what his job was, don't you?
No, what was his job? I don't remember.
He was in the food additive business. He created newer and better food additives. It's fitting.
Was that him that came up with the Wally? Come up with the what? Red dye number death, as they say.
I don't know what he came up with, man. I think he came with Marty Moose.
Marty Moose.
Additive, right? Marty Moose.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Parabens and phthalates, another couple that you wouldn't think about. I wouldn't think about those being in the top 20. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear about parabens, you hear about phthalates, but I didn't know they were that common. Phthalates, though, phthalates is like plastic. Residue, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that because, you know, in one of the stories later talks about the so-called substitutes for BPA are as toxic or worse than the BPA. And so we're going to talk about some other options there, too. Sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, found in too many personal products, including toothpaste. You know, you got to read those labels. In fact, I was at a Whole Foods in Vegas the other day, and they had an impulse buy, toothpaste, brighten your teeth. And I'm looking at it, it's like Tom's or whatever, with fluoride. And a lady just picked it up and bought it. I pointed out, and I said, you know there's fluoride in there? And she's like, looked at me and smiled and then shrugged it off. I'm like, dude, there's so many people that don't know or don't care still, even shopping at a Whole Foods.
Yeah. You know, I think the solution, Robert, I was just thinking, if people are saying, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, eat more real food, right? Grow food, eat fresh produce, organic produce, and you don't have to worry about a lot of these things, most of them. Mm-hmm. If it's fresh, organic, you know, not sprayed organic produce, I mean, I said organic twice. It's got to be twice organic. It's not going to have these things in it, man.
Did you see the haul we got today from the garden? More tomatoes than I would ever care to eat. Yeah.
No, I didn't. Oh, I know that I'm going to see some pictures of you eating those raw tomatoes.
I told my wife, if you mulch it up beyond belief, then I won't know it's there. It's fine as a sauce. And in fact, she did that, and guess what? With garlic from the garden as well. We have blackberries from the garden. I mean, just, I'm telling you, this is growing food. I hope it catches on.
That's I'm thrilled for you, man. You guys are in a perfect place for you. Hey, have you ever seen that movie, Captain Fantastic, with Viggo Mortensen?
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing movie.
So do you remember the scene where, you know, they basically, if you haven't seen it, folks, they live out in the middle of the woods. They're self-sufficient. They kill their own food, grow their own vegetables. The first time the kids have ever eaten at a fast food place, they're on the way to a funeral. They stop. They sit down, and the kids are like, cake? Hot dogs? French fries? Like stuff. They don't even know what they are. And he looks at the menu and says, get up, kids. We're leaving. There ain't a single piece of real food on the entire menu.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? That's true.
He was telling
the
truth.
Restaurants don't have real food anymore.
But if they ate it with all the SLS and fluoride, insecticides, herbicides, GMOs, bisphenol A, all the nasties, go look at this list. These kids who ate basically wild foods, homegrown stuff, they would have thrown it up because the body rejects that which is not good for it when it's healthy. Unfortunately, most people can eat that garbage every day and they barely burp, which tells you how chronically ill they are. TMB, man, we got some work to do.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to talk about the drug pushers of Big Pharma infiltrating the schools. I would do like Captain Fantastic and unschool these kids, and we'd be better off. We'll talk about it with Ty Bollinger more after this break. Links are up. The show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, be careful for your kids. Everybody seems to be after them. If it's not the pediatrician with their injectables, it's the public school system with their, how would we call it? I guess it's injectable in terms of propaganda to a collectivist worship government mindset. But Big Pharma's playing a big role there, TMB. They're infiltrating local public schools under the guise of mandatory mental health screenings for children. And this is obviously a big reason why you didn't send your kids to government indoctrination centers.
Well, one of the many reasons, yeah. So based on these mandatory mental health screenings, let's just guess what's going to happen. A good percentage of them are going to be determined to be unstable mentally. So what's going to happen? They're going to get prescribed what? Herbs?
No.
Guess again, class. Drugs. So we're going to get little kids addicted to drugs while they're in grade school, and they're going to be a profit center for life for Big Pharma. I mean, well, I say shame on Big Pharma. They have no shame, but that's whoever came up with this idea is literally insane.
Well, and remember, there are kickbacks involved in municipal systems where if they get a certain percentage of kids on these medications, there's money that comes through. This is not just a benign, we're here to help you, and I don't know, maybe the drugs can help. No, I mean, this is a really sinister, nefarious infiltration. And, I've often called for a separation of medicine and state. I would say a separation of education and state would be good. I know a lot of people freak out when I say that, because I'm glad you brought up Captain Fantastic as a movie, because those kids were brilliant. They were homeschooled. They knew stuff that the kids in, and this is true of homeschoolers. And I'm not saying everybody is wired to do it. Like I said, God bless my wife. She's so super smart, but she would have killed our kids if she homeschooled them. So you find ways to do this, right? And we've chosen schools that we have more interaction with. And, you know, you maneuver through it like the school my daughter's in now where you walk in and their founding fathers kneeling down and praying. You know, they
yeah.
have, I mean, this is the kind of thing where you say, okay, I know they're not going to be deranged government worshippers when they come out of this school.
True. Especially if the school hits their quotas on the number of kids that need to be mentally unstable so they can get them on drugs. It's interesting that you mentioned that, Robert, because if you remember back at the Truth About Vaccines, people have been watching that. I don't remember which episode it was, but we covered the fact that according on Medicare, that pediatricians, if they're 63% of their patients are fully vaccinated, they get a $400 per patient bonus from Medicare. No, sorry, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield. Blue Cross Blue Shield, $400 per patient. If it's 63% fully vaccinated. So don't tell me there's no financial incentive for them to get you fully vaccinated. You got a pediatrician's office that's got 1,000 patients, which is not uncommon today. That's $400,000 a year that you can make if you just get them all, well, 63% of them fully vaccinated. There
right.
is a huge money incentive.
Well, and folks, a lot of the mental aberrations, I believe, are coming from these vaccines. Because how are these heavy metals impacting the brain and nervous system of these developing children? And then you throw in brain-altering chemicals, synthetic chemistries approved by the Fear of Death Administration, with no basis because there's no chemical test, blood test, hair analysis, urine analysis, anything that says, oh, yeah, this drug is going to repair whatever's wrong here. Which, in fact, modern medicine calls because their primary intervention contains heavy metals, foreign antigens, DNA, RNA from animals, aborted fetal cells, etc. This is a very, very serious issue, and it's like, why, TMB? Why don't more parents see this?
Well, unfortunately, as you know, Dr. Buttar says, you got kids that are excretors and non-excretors, and those that are excretors can get vaccinated and they don't get injured, and those that are non-excretors get vaccinated and they can't get rid of the toxins, and they're the ones that end up with autism or anaphylactic shock or whatever it might be.
Right.
You know, a lot of times parents don't get it because it didn't happen to their kid.
Yeah, and even the excretors, there's impact, but of course, you see these things like allergies or other so-called far-flung autoimmune diseases that they don't link to the vaccines, and we know they're connected. And so that's a big part of this is by cognitive dissonance, you shall be manipulated, controlled, enslaved, vaccinated, and drugged.
Well, that's the goal. We have a lot of potential patients for life here for Big Pharma and for the vaccine companies. So it's not going to let up. That's why what we're doing is so important. So keep it up, Robert. We got to keep sharing the truth. A couple of my good buddies just woke up to all this within the last couple of weeks, literally. A buddy of mine from 20-plus years woke up, and he's like, what can we do? What can we do? And I was like, keep telling people the truth. Just keep spreading the truth.
Beautifully said. And TMB, I'm glad to be on this journey with you. You know it, my brother. We've got a lot more healing to go as we go outside the box each and every week at this time. Remember, The Truth About Vaccines, final episode, homeoprophylaxis. After this live episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can tune into that. We'll be previewing again. The Global Quest are going to release it for free to watch it. We'll tell you when that's happening as well. And more about vaccines after this break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Listening live, you got it, you're on it. Truth About Vaccines final episode airing tonight for free, but I would urge you to purchase the whole set, all 7 nights, for around $47. It is so worth it. You will have information at your so-called fingertips available to you to share when you most need it for those that you love most, that you say, hey, listen, before you vaccinate, like Dr. Meyer Eisenstein said, educate before you vaccinate. And once you're educated, you're likely not going to do it based on what you will learn. And it's very important to protect the next generation's TMB. And I want to thank you so much once again for helping to put all of that out there.
on, man. Of course. It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's what we do, brother.
So what are we going to do about this? Apparently the vaccine manufacturers are concealing deaths caused by their products. I mean, they would never do that. I mean, don't they want full disclosure, transparency? I just, this is kind of crazy. This is conspiracy talk, isn't it?
Well, it is conspiracy, but it's not a theory. It's real. You know, if you remember the study by Goldman and Miller, who I interviewed Miller for The Truth About Vaccines. I didn't get a chance to interview Goldman, but Neil Miller was a great interview. They did a study, and they looked at the death rates amongst the most 35 most vaccinated countries, and they found that there was a direct correlation with the number of vaccines for infants and the highest rate of death. And guess who number one was, what number one country was? United States. United States, the most vaccines per infant, had the highest death rate. And though on the flip side of that coin, the countries like Norway, Sweden, Denmark, if I remember correctly, I think Japan was in the top five or six, with the lowest death rates, had the fewest vaccines on the infant schedule. Do you think there's a correlation? Oh, but Robert, correlation doesn't necessarily mean causation. But what should it mean? That's when Del Bigtree always chimes in and says, no, but it should cause more investigation.
Yes.
What do we get? Shut up. Vaccines are safe and effective. Take them.
So there were some issues in India where now Indian-based physicians are saying that this is a crime, a shocking dereliction of duty on the part of regulators who are presented with vaccine data. And instead of saying, just like you or Del Bigtree would say, we need to look into this, put out the alert, it's ignored. At best, it's ignored. At worst, they attack you for pointing out what every parent should know before they subject their children to medical experimentation at birth in America. How soon after in other countries? Again, every country is a little different. But you're right. And we know that the vaccine adverse event reporting system seems that most doctors don't even know that exists. And when something happens after a vaccine, it's basically brushed off as a coincidence, just like that, coincidence. Like two incidences happening at the same or similar times near each. Oh, a coincidence that doesn't raise an alarm bell, doctor? Apparently not.
I mean, only with vaccines can you do that, right? I mean, if somebody is in a car wreck and they go through the windshield and there's a head injury and a couple days later they die from a head injury, they're going to say, you know what? It was a car wreck that did it. I mean, are you serious? That is enough right there when you look at vaccines and we look at the damage that's done with all these kids within 24 to 48 hours after the vaccine. Of course it was the vaccine that did it. We can tell you that a car wreck caused death, but we can't tell you that a vaccine, which is the only thing that happened to that infant that changed, that caused the change in behavior, that had nothing to do with it. It shows, Robert, that as we say all the time, this is a religion, that you must adhere to these tenets, regardless of whether it makes sense or not.
Yeah, we'll defend them no matter what. We'll attack anybody who is a naysayer or a heretic. Again, this is something that should be based on scientific, let's say, reporting. The facts will speak loudly, and then you act and react based on that. You continue to experiment and dig deeper. But last hour I talked about in Cincinnati, they're doing experiments on 7 to 13-year-olds where they're giving them inhaled flu vaccines. One of them carries the antigen, and the other one is saline. And I'm thought, wow, they're finally doing a placebo-controlled vaccine study. But no, it turns out 100% of them are getting the quadrivalent injectable vaccine as well.
Oh, so there's no placebo?
No. I mean, that's what we're doing.
That's the thing that really chaps me. So when we look at the Gardasil vaccine, same thing, right? Gardasil never tested against the placebo. It was tested against an aluminum vaccine. Caused similar damage as the Gardasil vaccine. So they said, hey, there's no difference. It must be safe. How many vaccines are there that are really tested against a placebo? I don't really know of any that I can name off the top of my head that have a true placebo controlled test.
And with the flu shot every year, they rush it into the marketplace with a few weeks, if that, of testing every year. There's not enough time to determine what is the circulating virus, even if you want to vaccinate against it. We have tools to modulate the immune system. We have tools to stop viral replication, all things that could be safely brought in prior and or during or after the event, and no one is harmed from it. And, you know, I've got slides up. I don't know. Superdon, did we use these today? I sent you a couple. Was it related to, oh, you know, I didn't mention it because Kevin Hart in his new book talked about doctors wanting to give him the yellow fever vaccine before he went to Africa and the Middle East. And you got to read this. He's like, doctor, you mean you want to give me the disease before I even go there? I don't, this doesn't make sense. I would rather, like, take my chances and I probably won't get it. And then if I do, then you can help me later. And he was thinking clearly as a comedian, very smart. And I look back, and we've talked about the history, whether it be Flexer Report or otherwise, homeopathic response to diseases like typhoid, yellow fever, other diseases, death rate, mortality rate, well below 10%, sometimes 6, 5% when you're talking allopathic intervention, 50%, 60% mortality rate. And that was in the books, but they erased the homeopathic stuff because it would skew the statistics and it would be, make their service, what they offer look really bad.
Look, they do it with vaccines, with vaccine placebos that aren't placebos. They do it with cancer studies. I was looking through some of the footage in Taiwan, and I interviewed this Taiwanese doctor that's doing ozone autohemotherapy, right, where they pull your blood, infuse it with ozone. He's also got some special other things. He adds the blood, puts it back in the patient. They're getting 90%+ 5-year survival with terminal cancer patients using ozone autohemotherapy. It's amazing what natural medicine can do. And so what does man do? We're stuck in the dark ages trying to inject poison into people to heal cancer, and then try to inject poison into people to somehow stimulate their immune system to make them healthier. It just doesn't make sense.
You know what? In the smartest people, including, like, we're talking nuclear scientists, rocket scientists, apparently they're not subjecting their kids to the CDC-recommended vaccine schedule. Maybe they're changing it, slowing it down. Maybe they're not doing it at all. Here's another article from National News that's fascinating. I've heard about this. In fact, we might have reported on it before, Ty. I'm not sure. But in Los Alamos, New Mexico, right? Los Alamos, this was like nuclear research. I mean, we're talking smart scientist people, right? Apparently, a very, very low rate of vaccine compliance among the schools there, these scientists are employed. What does that say?
Well, it means that the smart people, and not anything against people that do vaccinate, but the educated people are not vaccinating. Not the smart people, but those that are educated and those that know the harmful nature of vaccines are not doing it for their kids.
Mm-hmm. Several top scientists in Santa Fe keeping their kids from getting vaccinated. Stats among the highest in America. And, you know, so-called vaccine science is settled, right? There's nothing new under the sun about vaccines. You get your damn shot, right? We remember Nancy Snyderman saying that. And, you know, these are intelligent people. I just remember, you know, they had the ability to get a medical degree, but they yell at you when confronted with these facts that are inconvenient for them because they're not using the brain cells anymore, or maybe they've been damaged by the drugs and the vaccine Kool-Aid they've been drinking, much less injecting.
Or maybe they've been damaged by all the fluoride in the water they've been drinking, because we know that fluoride's a neurotoxin and causes cognitive delay. So that was one of the comments that Mike Adams made a couple years ago in my interview with him for the Global Quest, which people can see in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And he said it is very likely that these people that we are dealing with are literally brain damaged from vaccines and from fluoride.
Yeah, it's a good point. Very good point. And we if we look at the people who are not doing this, this was the dilemma for the media, because it tends to be those who have more, I don't know, schooling, for lack of a better way. And I'm not like into saying people who have a higher, more schooling than me or you have more. That isn't really the test. But on one sense, obviously, they've invested in some mental education, right? Mental exercise. And more of them question the vaccine schedule than just the average folks on the street, apparently, which is a dilemma, because they're like, wait a second. If those, we can't now say it's because your lack of education is causing you to make this decision. So they have to keep coming up with other ways to describe what is basically an inconvenient series of facts, that the people that are waking up and not doing this, it's hard to call them out, like these research scientists or like medical doctors who have stepped up and out and said, you know what, we're not buying it anymore. And they're the most dangerous to that paradigm. because they have the street cred, right? They could yell at us, like, I'm a crazy homeopath. TMB, what are you, an accountant? Like, we talk about this. Yeah. It's like how crazy it is. We have these backgrounds, and yet we're out there putting this information out because it is not limited by degrees. In fact, degrees make it where your brain no longer works, or it could be that you're being paid not to see it. If you start seeing this stuff, you lose your job.
Could be one of the two, yeah. And as a matter of fact, speaking of losing your job, when I was interviewing pediatricians for The Truth About Vaccines, numerous pediatricians told me, please, this is off the air. I do not want this on video or included. But most of the people that I know that are not vaccinating their kid are my colleagues that are also pediatricians. So
right.
The pediatricians are not vaccinating their own kids. Meanwhile, they're vaccinating other people's kids. Well, that should tell us something, shouldn't it? It's kind of like the statistic that between 75 and 91% of oncologists, depending upon the kind of chemotherapy we're talking about, would not do chemo if they or their family got sick with cancer.
Right. Dude, it's big when you see that, but that's the stuff that doesn't get out because they're afraid to speak out because they'll get wakefielded. That is the way. I mean, you stick your head out, we're going to take it off. And doctors, you learn to comply. That's why I say they're obedient servants to the pharmaceutical masters. Now, they may not have gone into it with that thought in mind, but my uncle, God bless him, God rest his soul, he warned me, and I chose a different path ultimately, and I thank his insight into, he knows I would have been miserable in that profession. I would not have been able to withstand doing that to others, things that I wouldn't do for my own children. That's a testament to your character, doctor. Step out, speak up. It is time. Folks, we got another segment. Go ahead, TMB. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just good. You got to walk the talk.
Yeah, walk the talk. All right, what are we going to do about walking the talk, getting away from BPA, bisphenol A? Can we do BP, B, D, E, F, G? What's next?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Getting some sunbeams coming through the window as the sun's lowering in the sky each and every day at this time. Super Don making it sound good even when he's got a bad headache. And TMB, my buddy, Ty Bollinger, changing the world for the better with the truth about vaccines. Final segment tonight. Free for watching. Homeoprophylaxis options you didn't know you had when you recognize the danger of vaccination. We've been talking about the causes of cancer. One of those things is bisphenol A, plasticizers, plastifiers. And BPA was replaced, or they said we have something better, BPS. It turns out it's not better. It's just as bad, perhaps worse. What might be better, TMB?
Maybe no bisphenol at all.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. So BPA has been demonized, and sure, BPA is toxic, and it's been linked with cancer, and we know it's an endocrine disruptor, it's a hormone mimicker, so it's not good. Okay, we should be getting plastic that's BPA free, but now we have this false sense of security. If the plastic says BPA free, then we're safe. But the reality is now they're using BPS, so they're telling the truth. But BPS is actually more toxic than BPA. So a lot of the BPA-free plastics are now using BPS, and they don't tell you that. So
yeah.
you need to find bisphenol-free.
Yeah, totally. Or how about this? Hemp. Hemp has been made into plastic-like materials with no endocrine-disrupting compounds.
You can do pretty much anything with hemp, can't you? You can make hemp meat and hemp oil and hemp cake out of hemp seeds. You have industrial hemp. You can get fiber. You can make clothing out of it. It's medicine. It's just amazing, isn't it? It really is amazing.
Folks, we got to get back to growing hemp everywhere, right? And I wish the states would get their head out of their aspirin bottles and start saying, you know, hemp, it's different than the so-called marijuana and industrial uses, including the replacing of these petrochemical plastics that are causing all kinds of cancers. So that's a big one. Now, interestingly enough, Coca-Cola Company apparently wants in on the hemp craze. They're looking to infuse their beverages with CBD from cannabis. Would that suddenly make Coca-Cola okay to drink?
Well, it would make it more marketable for them, I think. It'd probably be a nice little marketing twist. But, you know, if it's still got the high fructose corn syrup, if it's still got a lot of the different additives in Coke, you know, it's still very acidic. Not going to be healthy for you by any means. But I can see it being a great marketing tool for them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's always about marketing. And if you add CBD into Coca-Cola, yeah, it might be kind of cool. But, folks, you got to realize what Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and all these sodas are made of. Very damaging to your system. I mean, you can remove paint from your car with it. You can clean blood off of the concrete with it. Why would you put that in your body, even if they add CBD to it?
Yeah. No, I mean, it could. I could see Coca-Cola coming up with a really, like, a healthy line of Coca-Cola that's sweetened with stevia and has added cannabis. I mean, you could literally hit a lot of the health crowd with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, from a marketing perspective, I can see, yeah, you could do that. Would it be less toxic? Yeah, it'd be a lot less toxic. But I still wouldn't call it a health drink.
No, exactly. Super Don, would you drink Coca-Cola if they added CBD to it, or you pass that? They can't fool you.
No, probably not. And, you know, the other thing you have to think about here is even if, let's say, Coca-Cola came out with a Echo Water CBD Stevia soda, you have to think about the fact that by buying that soda, you are supporting everything else that Coca-Cola is doing, right?
That's a good point.
I mean, there could be a moral, ethical, you know, maybe standard there that you might not want to cross.
Well, look, Don, all you have to do is just drink the Coca-Cola that's infused with THC, and then you won't care anymore.
That's true. And then you'll eat Doritos, too. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I would recommend getting one of those home units where you can make your own fizzy water, add your own organic quality syrups and things, and then you got some CBD. We got it from Plus CBD. Well, just add it. I've got this great-tasting cafe mocha flavored CBD oil, and I'm going to take some right now. Mm.
Yep,
don't miss the poke
up
at all. Very nice. Everybody, truth about vaccines. It's happening now. Final segment tonight, right after the show. Homeoprophylaxis and TMB, how can they get the actual series?
Well, I think on robertscottbell.com right here, you should have a link to it, to the Truth About Vaccines. If you don't, you go to thetruthaboutvaccines.com and sign up to watch it for free. You can go there immediately and link through and start watching.
And remember, in a couple of weeks, the Global Quest, Truth About Cancer. I know y'all have seen it if you've been in this audience for a while, but there are a lot of folks that haven't. Don't be bashful about sharing the links that you find here or anywhere else to help them become empowered with the kind of information we bring here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. With TMB, what do you got to say? We got to go.
Everybody needs to remember that the power to heal is yours.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.